This is John Cargo from the town of Caro, New York. I'm the president of the Caro Historical Society, and you're listening to WGXC Acura 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilde, host of Mostly Singles, airing every fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC. I play music I love, mostly 45s, with cuts from obscure collectible LPs, rare 78s, field recordings, and more. Tune in too for special guests, international and local artists, musicians extraordinaire. That's Mostly Singles on WGXC 90.7 FM and online at WGXC.org. It's happening.
I mean, he's taking Rose's sister. I know he's doing something.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dumplings. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Thank you. Zavanna from Africa, the video game Africa, composed and conducted by Wataru Hokoyama and performed by the Hollywood Studio Symphony Orchestra. Zavanna from Africa. Orchestra. Zavanna from Africa. They're not very interesting because they get out there in the wild and there's nothing to do. But I'm always attentive to those movies because they always have really good scores that are fun and exciting, but also really sometimes unexpectedly soothing. So I felt that was a great way to start our show. This is Timeless Vibes, and you might not be familiar with this show. It is what is this show? I'm feeling a little bit angry, a little nauseous. I'm a little bit of fear too. I feel strange. These are all natural feelings. This is Timeless Vibes, where we play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from video games, movies, television, as well as original compositions then and now. And this isn't just any regular classical show. I don't want to give the impression that this is just going to be the usual, here's the entire score from Star Wars, and here's a little bit of Beethoven, which was used in a movie once. I don't like that approach. I've heard that approach before, and it's fine. It's good music, but I like to specialize in pieces that may not get heard so often. You'll definitely hear a lot of pieces you do recognize, probably. I'm betting on it. But there will be a lot of rare pieces. I really work hard to try and find some of the best pieces out there that maybe get overlooked. And this is Timeless Vibes, and I want to keep things going right now. And this is the first time I've actually played this particular piece from the Turrican video game series. This is a piece called Mountain Madness. It's composed by Chris Hulsbeck, and it's a weird piece. Of all the Turrican pieces, though, this one might be my favorite. So I really hope you enjoy it, and I really hope this works. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here at WGXC Acra 90.5. This is Mountain Madness, composed by Chris Hulsbeck and performed by the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eckhard Stier. Mountain Madness, here on Timeless Vibes. Thank you. Mountain Madness from the Turrican video game series. Mountain Madness, composed by Chris Hulsbeck and performed by the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eckhard Stier. It's a very, very interesting piece. I love how climactic and dramatic it is, but then you get to that finale and it's just like a very dramatic, never mind, I'm tired, I made my point. So, it's an interesting piece. And I'm glad I got to play that, because the Turrican series has a lot of great music, so... And if you're familiar with this show, you might be a little bit familiar, because we did have a pilot episode in the middle of March, where we played another piece from the Turrican series, so that was a lot of fun. And it was a weird show.
It was a disaster, lad!
Sean Conn, what are you doing here?
Well, nothing, I just thought you would need some help. It's been a while since the pilot episode, so I thought I'd come in here and, you know, give you some advice, encourage you a little bit.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot for that. But the pilot was not a disaster.
Of course it was. You killed an octopus, lad.
Wait. I nearly killed an octopus, Sean Conn. Okay, don't just blurt out things without proper context.
What context? An octopus just showed up and then you almost killed it.
Well, look, I know for a fact that it didn't die, okay? It slinked out of the studio, and then I had to take it back to the ocean once the pilot was done. And, well, I got it back there, and...
How did it go?
Not well, Sean Conn, not well. It was another 30 minutes of getting the thing off my face.
Huh, that's unpleasant.
Yeah, it was. But this is Timeless Vibes, and we've had two very, very energetic pieces of music, and... I thought I'd start this show off with a bang, because it has been a while since that pilot episode back in March. And so this is something... This is kind of a test show. But that doesn't mean we can't have some fun. I feel like we've already had some fun already. And it's going to continue.
Gosh. Oh. Still, though. That octopus business. It was a travesty, that entire pilot...
No, it wasn't. Can we just get off that topic and go to the next piece?
I suppose. But you know what? It reminds me of another time when I was at the beach. No!
No, Sean Conn.
What?
You always do this. You get off topic in this weird way. Your mind starts to wander and it just goes into places that are weird. This is a family show, Sean Conn, okay? That's one of my main goals, is to make this show as accessible as possible to everyone. Okay? It's an important goal for me.
I'm sorry, lad, I just didn't
know. Oh, you know, you knew. This is a family show. Family, and I swear, if you so much as sabotage the integrity of Timeless Vibes, okay, I will strangle you until your eyes go back and all I see is white until I choke the air out of you, and there's nothing more. Family show, okay? Family.
Didn't know you were going to be like that.
I'm sorry, it's just... This is the test show, and I'm a little nervous. I'm actually really nervous.
Just calm down, lad. Breathe. That's all you need to do. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Oh, thanks. It's kind of relaxing.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
I can't breathe out. There's no air. Oh, God. I didn't want to go out like this. Oh, just get out of my way, Seth. Dad. Okay, sorry, lad. I forgot how to breathe for a moment.
Oh, my gosh. It's just... You're no help to this show, Sean Conn. We're going to go to the next piece. And you know what? We're both really hyped up, so we're going to... piece from Angelo Badalamenti. And that's saying something, because he really knows how to use synth in a way that's really captivating. And really, he's just good at melodies. That's pretty much the only reason. He knows how to make dark, luxurious music, and this is a fine example as any. This is Fire to the Stars from The Edge of Love. Fire to the Stars from The Edge of Love. Composed by Angelo Badalamenti. Performed by the Brussels Philharmonic, the Orchestra of Flanders, and conducted by Dirk Brasse. Thank you.
Fire to the Stars from The Edge of Love, composed by Angelo Badalamenti and performed by the Brussels Philharmonic, the Orchestra of Flanders, conducted by Dirk Brasa. I love Angelo's music. Very melodic, very dark, always positive, but with a hint of some darkness ahead, which is very sobering, but I like that he keeps that in there. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC Acra 90.5. And we've already had three pieces here by three male composers. And because I do a lot of this music stuff, because I collect a lot of orchestral music and play it here on the air, and it's a lot of fun. But I often get addressed with certain people who come up to me and they ask, "Well, where's the women composers, Seth? Where's the women?" And I'm like, true story. And it's a fair question. There are definitely more female composers than most people know of. I mean, obviously, they don't get a lot of exposure. There is, of course, the bias in the past, in history. I think pretty much everyone knows that. Everyone would admit that, obviously. I always love the sort of excuses back in the day that forbid women from certain arts like music, you know. The women cannot conduct. If they do, they are too sensitive to their own emotions. If they conduct, then they will start eating the flesh of the entire audience because they will go mad with passion. I know. I have seen it happen twice. I was there. Once because I get after the incident happened, and then I got another ticket after the second show for half off, but I said, no way, I'm not going to be a part of that again. And I have no idea why that guy has that accent, but that was the kind of stuff back then. The reasons behind why women couldn't compose or conduct, or certain stuff like that. Oh, 90.7, I had the address wrong. I remembered it as 90.5. Okay, it's WGXC Acre 90.5. Do not adjust that dial. This is Timeless Vibes here on WGXC Acre 90.7. Oh, the fan almost blew it away. But yeah, there are a lot of great female composers. Libby Larson, Yoko Shimomura, and Jenny McLeod, who we're going to play next. And, you know, it's my theory, and this isn't exactly proven, but I think it has, this is my own personal opinion, but I think a lot of the reason why women composers don't get a lot of exposure, or you don't hear as often as much, is because when rights started coming in, when women were able to really get into the arts and all the main scene and all those other stuff, things happened, the music scene was changing. There was a lot of, we're getting away from this romanticism and minimalism, and we're just going straight into the avant-garde. And, you know, the avant-garde is another topic. My short opinion on that is, I think it's a great thing. I think there's a lot of great ideas from it, but it is sort of a problem for classical music today because it is kind of oversaturated and it isn't very appealing or not very approachable. And when that sort of music was becoming popular, which was already kind of niche, that's when women were really starting to get into the field. And classical music has this sort of bad habit of influencing people with what's up, what's current, what's new. And unfortunately, the avant-garde scene was what was new, what was happening. That's what got you attention, at least from the critics and so forth, but not from any mainstream audience. And so I feel like that really made things difficult for a lot of female composers, because they were coming in during that time, and it wasn't just, and just no one was listening to that kind of music. People were, but just not in droves. So this piece is Journey Through Mountain Parklands by Jenny McLeod, who's just a really underappreciated composer, because she's been around for a long time, and it's just not fair, because her music's really fun, and that's really her main mission with her music, so it really hurts to see her name sometimes take a back seat. And I don't know what composers think about being called underrated. They probably don't prefer that term. They all want to be known that, oh yeah, we're hip, we're happening,
We're everywhere. We're right in the music scene. Everybody knows us. We're not underrated. But Jenny McLeod is underrated because she's really talented, and I think this piece will show it. Journey Through Mountain Parklands. I like music that has a climate. I like music that has temperature. And that is a... I like music with temperature, and that's a thing that I say to sound smart and slightly pretentious. But it works. I like music that's maybe kind of cold, but has some warmth to it. Or this piece in particular is very tropical and kind of misty. So I hope you enjoy it. This is Journey Through Mountain Parklands. It is the first movement to the Three Celebrations for Orchestra, conducted by Jenny McLeod and performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
journey through mountain parklands, composed by Jenny McLeod and performed by the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7. The Revenge of the Space Pandas, or Binky Rudick and the Two-Speed Clock, is coming out this Friday, July 13th, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Bridge Street Theater. That's 44 West Bridge Street. A comedy for the whole family by David Mamet. 8 performances through July 2nd. Information is at pandas.brownpapertickets.com or at 800-838-3006. Again, that site is pandas.brownpapertickets.com. You are listening to Timeless Vibes. And our next piece is a bit of a long one. I feel like I need to brace listeners for that when I have a long piece. But I only play a long piece if I have a lot of faith in it. And this is a piece that I stress. If it doesn't hit with you the first time, I don't know if that's the correct phrase, but if it doesn't click with you the first time around, I implore you to listen to it at least a second time when you can. It's a really great piece. This piece is by Jerry Goldsmith, and this might be my favorite piece of his. I've already said that earlier for Angelo Badalamenti. I didn't think I would play two of my favorite pieces already from two different composers, but Jerry Goldsmith, this might be my favorite piece of his, which is a really staggering thing to say, because Jerry Goldsmith is an insane person, and he has written a lot of music that I like. I particularly like Ghost in the Darkness. Excuse me. Ghost in the Dark. Ghost in the Darkness and Small Soldiers. Two really great scores. Small Soldiers especially, because even though I think there was another composer attached to that, it was kind of a parody of Jerry Goldsmith's work. But that's what made it really fun. And even if you didn't know that going into it, it's still a really fun score with a lot of fun plays on American marching band music, a lot of the famous classic tunes that came out from that. It's are sort of played around and experimented with in that score for Small Soldiers. But this is The Artist Who Did Not Want to Paint. That is the title of the piece. And it is a really empathetic and authentically sincere piece that manages to be both cinematic, but also it feels personal at the same time. That's really hard to do. So I admire the piece very strongly for that reason as well. This is The Artist Who Did Not Want to Paint, composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. The Artist Who Did Not Want to Paint.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Artist Who Did Not Want to Paint, composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith, and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. The London Symphony Orchestra. A very aspiring piece, The Artist Who Did Not Want to Paint, which acts as the prologue to The Agony and the Ecstasy. You're listening to Timeless Vibes here on WGXC 90.7 Acre. This Saturday, July 14th, the community is invited to participate in a conversation about the future of the Hudson Area Library. For adults and youth ages 15 and older, refreshments will be served. Registration is at 518-82817. That event is from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday, July 14th, at the Hudson Area Library, 51 North 5th Street. That number is 518-828-1792. You're listening to Timeless Vibes, and unfortunately, all things must end. This is the end of our show. Maybe that's a good thing for me, because I might pass out. It's really hot. My clothes are just clinging on to me, but we're going to end this show the way we began. What a twist. This is Africa, from the video game Africa, of the same name. We began our show with Savannah, from the same game. This is basically the same piece, only there's a lot different. The arrangement is completely different. This one's a bit more fast-paced, whereas Savannah was a bit more relaxed, a bit more chilled. This one is a bit more victorious and adventurous. This is Africa, from the video game Africa, composed by Wataru Hokeyama and performed by the Hollywood Studio Symphony Orchestra.
Hey, Seth, am I too late?
Okay, what, you got closing words for us, Sean Conn?
Not really. I just heard you were talking about women earlier, and I thought there were some ladies.
No, Sean Conn, there's none.
Well.
What?
Well, nothing, lad. I was just wanted to, you know, talk some girl talk, you know?
Talk some girl talk? Why?
Huh. I just wanted to, you know, get in touch with my feminine side a little bit.
Your feminine side? Oh, that's nice, Sean Conn.
Huh. Yes, lad. I'm kind of envious.
Of who?
Huh, female composers. They have all the fun. You know, sleepovers and whatnot, talking about their crushes. I never got to do that. It's not fair.
Oh, wow, you got some bitterness there, Sean Conn.
Yes, I do.
What was your childhood like?
I slept in a drawer and chased bullfrogs down the river. It was amazing.
Why do I ask you questions?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to go on to the next piece. This is Africa, from Africa. Redundant, but very adventurous and very fun. This is a great way to end the show. Composed by Wataru Hokeyama and performed by the Hollywood Studio Symphony Orchestra. We'll be right back.
Africa, from the video game Africa, composed by Wataru Hokoyama and performed by the Hollywood Studio Symphony Orchestra. That'll do it. That's our show, Timeless Vibes. If you want to know more, if you want to hear more, you can listen to the show every month. And we will be back Thursday of every month, the second Thursday of every month. So I hope you look forward to that. And this is WGXC Accra 90.5, where we have a ton of great shows here. So stick around. But this was Timeless Vibes, where we play the best in classical, orchestral, and instrumental music from video games, movies, anime, television, and a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as original compositions then and now.